Okay, Chevra, so we are up to Simin Shinsadi, where we deal with the halachos of Giluach, the halachos of shaving, etc. during Avelos. And these dinim, Simin Shinsadi, basically say that the Avel is Osmei Galeach Saro, Echad Seir Rosho, Echad Seir Zekano, Ve'echad Kol Seir Shebo. Vafil Shebei Sassasarim Kol Lamed. Sometimes people think that the Isra is only to get a haircut, but in fact the Isra applies to all hair. In other words, a woman, let's say, could not shave her legs because the din is Echad Kol Seir Shebo. However, when it comes to the Seir of the Safa, the mustache hair, or the say of the tzdadim is like the part that extends beyond the mustache. The mustache is the area just on top of the lips. The tzdadim is the area that extends beyond that. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if it's ma'akev la'achila, toch zayin is aser, achar zayin is mutter. It says that if it prevents you from eating, right, if you can't eat well because of the mustache, it interferes with the food. You get like all the food within the mustache. So it's mutter after Shiva. It's not mutter to Shiva. And this is the Shita of the Ritz Geyos. The Ritz Geyos holds that the Isser of Giluach Sifamai, which is Giluach, not Liyipui, it's Giluach in order to be able to eat, that applies, the heter applies Teich Lamed, not Teich Zayin. Be'etzem, though, there are two other shitas in Rishonim. The shita of the Ravid, and the Beis Yosef writes that this is the shita of the Rambam as well, is that the iser of cutting one's mustache and cutting the area on the sides of the mustache, that iser applies Kol Lamed. This replies the entire time. And there is a third shita, the shita of the Ramban, that the Ramban holds that you're allowed to cut the Seyar, which is Ma'akev, the Achila, even Teich Zayin, even the Mo Shiva. Those are the three shitas. The Ramban is cited, of course, all these shitas are cited in the Beis Yosef. The Ramban has a Yerushalmi that agrees with his position. The Yerushalmi writes that there's a heter of, I'm on the wrong page. The Ramban on page 193 quotes that it's a beferish Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says, Safa unetilas tziparnayim. Some say it's mutter, some say it's aser. It's a machloikes, what the din is, and halachik divrei mekel, but hilchos avel. That's the maskan of Yerushalmi, and therefore it's mutter even teich zayin. That's what Yerushalmi says. So the pashtus is the goyim over here. The Gra says that the pashtus is that it should be mutter toch zayin also, because it's ma'akev the achila. That means, besides that the Yerushalmi says it's mutter, that means that it is not giluach for yibui. So therefore it should be mutter even teich zayin. That's the pshat in the Ramban, and the Gra paskens that way. The pshat of the Rambam and the Ravid, that the Isser is teich lamed, the entire 30 days, also makes sense. Because l'cha'ora, during Shloshim, some say that we have all of the chumris, right? We spoke about the Isurim of Rechitza, the machloikas in the Taisvis between the Riva and everybody else. And although me'ikar hadin, we paskin that it is usur only Zayin, but the minig is to keep it for all Lamed. So it's just a reasonable shita the sheet of the Ravid and the Rambam is reasonable. The sheet of the Ramban is reasonable. The sheet, however, and Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zechrono Livracha, the sheet Rav Aaron in his essay in the Sefer Minchas Aviv deals with this. The sheet of the Ritz Geyos, which the Mechaber Paskins like, that it's Osir Teich Zayin, it's Mutter Teich Lamed, Mamanav Shach, right? Why would such a thing be? It should either be Mutter Bakoil, because it's not Shel Yipui, or it should be Osir Bakoil, because we have Minhagim for all Shleishim, etc. But this split between Zayin and Lamed is a very difficult split. It's worth noting that Rav Aaron explains that in his opinion, the dinim of Shiva and the dinim of Shleishim are coming from two completely different svaras. The din of Shiva is that we are mechayev you to undergo what we call nivol. The din of Shleishim is that you're not supposed to have anything that's tafnukim, anything that's nice. If that's the case, so toich Shiva, when I'm mechayev nivol, so therefore even cutting my mustache is usher, even though it prevents me from eating. I have the chi of nivol. But toich shleishim, so then I could say that the only isser is something that is for Edun. For Edun, I would say, that means yipui. If I'm cutting my mustache hair, not l'shem yipui, I'm cutting my mustache hair because it's interfering with my eating. So in that situation, it makes sense to be mutter. So effectively what Rav Aaron is saying is that the compromise shita of the Ritz Geyos is that it's mutter teich lame, but not teich zayin, because shleishim and shiva are governed by different rules. Says Rav Aaron, this is probably the pshat in the shach that we learned in the simen of Rechitza. In the simen of Rechitza in Shin Pei Aleph, so the shach writes that the minig is lesar rechitza kol lamed. He doesn't say kol rechitza kol lamed, right? The shach changes the girsa. And the cheshbon hadofer is that rechitza b'tzoinen is mutter. The pashtus in the shach is that rechitza b'tzoinen is mutter, even rechitza's kol kufo b'tzoinen. Against Reb Kiva Eger, who says that the shach is only meiko on rechitza's pun of yodav v'raglov b'tzoinen. What's the cheshbin for the pashtus and the shach? How come the shach is saying the pashtus that we're meko on rechitza b'tzoinen, even rechitza's kol gufoy? Says Rav Aaron, no, that's exactly the pshat. Because rechitza b'chamin, or rechitza, that I could say is considered an idun. So that is going to be usher to shleishim. But rechitza b'tzoinen, Rechitza b'tzoinen is only to get rid of dirt. It doesn't really make you cleaner. It's not yipui. So therefore, I could say that the heter of being not liyipui, that heter is only toich shleishim, not toich zayin, because the lumdus of shleishim is fundamentally different than the lumdus of shiva. That's where Baron explains it. This idea is against, the Rav Aaron points out the end of that piece, it's against what the Rav said. The Rav developed this idea that in his opinion, Avelos of Shiva is fundamentally different than Avelos of Shleishim, in that Avelos of Shiva, the din is that there's a kiyum belave. There are maisim Avelos, then there's a kiyum belave. Memele yontiv is going to be mevatel Shiva entirely, because you can't have the simcha of yontiv. It's a stira to the kiyum belev of avelos. However, shleishim, the pshat is that there are specific maisim that are osir. It's not really a kiyum belev, the Rav said. So memela, when we say that yontiv is mevatel shleishim, it's not mevatel shloshim to the same complete extent that is Mevatel Shiva. Rav Aaron in that shiur spends time on this idea. He's convinced, though, that his mahal, it's like a funny piece in Rav Aaron, no? It's very rare that, like, he'll have a shtickle taira to argue against his father-in-law. But that's what happens over here. The Rav Aaron is basically saying that, in his opinion, Shiva and Shleshim is going to be mutter. Shiva and Shleshim are governed by different rules. I should point out,
Rabbi, could it be there's no contradiction? There's just two different aspects of two different ways of looking at it, sort of. The different.
So the difference is that Rav Aaron develops the idea that by Shleshim also there are Maisa Avelos. Right? The Rav was saying basically that Shloshim only has like a surim, there's no specific Maisim. And the Mela by Shloshim, the idea, again, by Shiva, the idea is that's a key and believe. By Shloshim, it's not a key and believe. I'm not saying it correctly now. I'm like not processing it. But if you look in that piece in the Minchas Oviv, he says it much better than I'm saying it now. Right now, I'm not like articulating correctly what Rav Aaron said or how he's disagreeing with the Rav. So you're wrong, but you're right. You're right in the sense of I'm not saying it correctly. You're wrong in that I think he actually says it accurately. And I should point out that the Badei HaShulchan writes that even cutting one's hair is mutter toich shiva if it's not liyipui. The Badei HaShulchan Sifkat and Beis quotes that the dinim of giluach which are usher, but only giluach l'shem yipui. And if it's not l'shem yipui, it's going to be mutter even toich. It's going to be mutter even toch shiva. This idea he quotes is from the Keren Ora, and he deals with it extensively in the Biurim and Sif Beis. You know, the din in Sif Beis is if you're sitting down to get a haircut, and they tell you that now you're an ovel, so you're allowed to finish the haircut. And the Rishonim say you're allowed to finish the haircut because it's a din of Kavod Habrius. If your hair is going to be, where are those psukim in Shmuel that they like cut off half of their beards and they look like really bad? It's a chesed in Kavod Habrius. If the Taz quotes this idea of Kavod Habrius, so it's in Kavod Habrius if your haircut is halfway done. The Keren Oira asks, how can Kavod Habrius be Mekel? How can there be a kula of Kavod Habrius? Kavod Habrius, the Gemara Brachas tells me, is only matter Yerusim Drabonan. But if you hold the Avelos, your mission is Doiraisa, how could there be a kiyum? How could there be a kula of Kavod Habrius? That's the Keren Oira's Kasha. And according to the Rambam, Avelos Yerim Rishon is Doiraisa. So the Keren Oira, based on this kasha, says that the kula of giluach is not really because it's kavod habrius. It's a different cheshbin. If they tell you in the middle of the haircut that your parent died, the cheshbin to be matirit is because it's not giluach liyipui. And if it's not giluach liyipui, that's mutter even avelos yerim rishon. The isser of giluach is only shel yipui. Right, the fact that the Rishonim, the Mordechai, says it's out to Kavod Habrius, the Keren Ora says, I think they're wrong, and fundamentally the Isser is that only Shal Yipui, and if it's not Shal Yipui, even Toch Zayin is going to be Mutter. What we're saying from Rav Aaron is that the Heter of Nat Liyipui is a Kula Toch Lamed, it's not a Kula Toch Zayin. Now in that piece in the
Rabbi, isn't the posture the answer to his question is that there wasn't yet a chalos of avilas and there's only aninas now, and so therefore it's shev al tasa from the aninas.
You could say that that is there's only aninas, but then you have to get involved in the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether the dinim of avilas apply b'shas aninas or not. And it could be that if avilas is going to be Noheg, so that's also going to be Doraisa, Lehasovrim, the Avelos Yermishon is Doraisa. Reb Five Cohen, in his essay over here in the Be'irim, page 268, says that maybe according to the Rambam, it's not a kasha at all, because for the Rambam, the dinim of Avelos don't set in Bishas Misa, they set in Bishas Kavura, like you're pointing out. Absolutely. The other way, though, of dealing with this kasha is that maybe it's Avelos Yom Rishon, but Avelos Yom Rishon is only D'Oraisa if it is Misa and Kavura. If it's not Yom Misa Ukavura, so now Avelos Yom Rishon is not D'Oraisa. Maybe the case is that you're in the middle of the haircut and you hear that someone died. It's a Shmua Kreiva, but the person died and there is Shoyim Bagrubin. He died and he's already buried. If that's the case, so then B'Kahai Gavna, Avelos Yom Rishon is not Shayach to be a D'Oraisa. There's no din of D'Oraisa by Shmua Kreiva, and maybe that's the answer to the Kasha. But B'Ketzer HaMa'aseh, the Yisod of the Keren Ora, which Reb Fievel Cohen takes it and runs with it, that the Isser of Giluach is only Giluach Legipoi. He's because he likes this Keren Ora. The Keren Ora is not at all Pashut. Right? We could deflect the Keren Ora's Raya, like we said, because maybe it's in the Shmua, Kreiva, etc. Reb Fievel uses this idea that the Isser of Giluach is only when it's Legipoi. He says fundamentally that's why we could be makel on Giluach by a mile, right? The din of Netilas Tziparnayim also comes up in the Simen of Giluach. Cutting fingernails is also connected to the Isser Giluach. The poskim discusses a mile allowed to cut his fingernails. Right, the mayor would cut his nails in order to enable him to do a priya. Is that mutter? So, discussion to be showing them. Reb Fievel says he doesn't understand the kasha at all because it's not l'shem tainug. If it's not l'shem yipli and tainug, it should be mutter. Reb Fievel similarly writes he doesn't understand why there's a whole discussion at the end of the simen about when the woman has to go to the mikvah and she needs her fingernails cut off, right, to go to the mikveh, like we spoke about in the Shiur Menuchos Nida. What's the big deal? It's not done l'shem yipui, so it should for sure be mutter. Now that kasha, I think, is a good kasha, even with Didan, because the way we're saying it is that there's a heter of not being l'shem yipui during shleishim, not during shiva. If the woman's going to the mikveh, it's not during shiva, it's only during shloshim. So then that kasha, which I believe he asks in Sifkatim Chaf Beis, that kasha I think is a very strong kasha, because during Shleishim we should say that whatever is not Liyipui is going to be okay. So again, let's just go back for a second. La halacha, in terms of cutting your mustache, what's the din? So there are three shitas in Rishonim, and in Poskim there are three shitas also. The Beis Yosef seems to paskin, like the Rambam and the Ramban, like the Rambam and the Ravid, that the Isser of cutting the mustache applies kol shleishim, even if it interferes with the eating. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Ritzkeus, is it in Shiva and Shleishim, which we were just masbir, and the Goyin paskins like the Ramban. Right, there is a bit of a contradiction over here. How come the Shulchan Aruch changed his mind? But that's something that we've dealt with 1,000 times, and we'll have to deal with it other times as well. Sif Dalet speaks about how by Oviv and Imai there is an Isser Giluach even after Shleishim, actually Garu Bo Chaverov, until your friends scream at you. Taisvis quotes in the Yerushalmi that your friends screaming at you means that they say Tseme Imanu, right? Geyaveh, get out of here. There's no such Yerushalmi. And all the Mepharshim say that shigari bo chaver doesn't mean that like you look so bad that they kick you away, but shigari bo chaver just means that, you know, sir, you've looked better in the past. That's shigari bo chaver. You don't look good. It's not that you look so awful that we don't want you here. Now, when we talk about the shir ga'ara, the Mefarshim, the Rama over here quotes that the Shir Ga'ara is 3 months. Rama writes the Shir Ga'ara is 3 months for Nohagim Bigimul Chadoshim. In Washington Heights, by the Yekes, they tell people in Avelos for their parent, don't cut the hair for 3 months. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Chelek Gimel of Yerideya Simin Kufnun Vav. Rav Moshe says that he doesn't think the Rama really means 3 months. The Pshat is, Dr. Moshe, they used to get a haircut once every 6 weeks. Memeil Lashir Ga'ara is double the amount of time that usually you get a haircut. Now, that could mean, let's say you have a person who becomes an Avel and he already has long hair. So the Shir Ga'ara is going to be much shorter, right? It's the normal amount of time that looks like, well, people sometimes go an extra couple of weeks after a haircut. That's what Rav Moshe says. But the Pashtus is that there is no kula at all of Shir Ga'ara Toich Lamed Yoyim. By Shar Aveilim, the din is that Giluach is Lamed Yoyim. By other V'imo, you need more than Lamed Yoyim. You need until Shir Ga'ara. L'cha'ayra, there's no kula of Shir Ga'ara Toich Lamed Yoyim. And that would mean l'cha'ayra that even if Yontiv comes, there's no heter of Ga'ara, or there's no, let's say you have Ga'ara Toich Lamed, no? Let's say you didn't get a haircut for a few weeks before you become an Ovel. And then you become an Ovel. And then Yontiv happens. But it's not Shleishim Yom of Avelos. Reb Kiva Eger over here writes that Regel does not help Toich Lamed Yoyim. And he quotes this din from earlier in the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Pei Tes. In Simin Shin Pei Tes, we write that there's a din of wearing a begin miguhatz. Shin Pei Tes Sif Hei writes, "Al oba v'imay aser ad sheyagia haregel achar shleishim." Zot Reb Kiva Eger, that means that the only heter is yagia haregel achar shleishim. Toich shleishim, there is no heter at all. There's a Mishnah Brura, however, in Simin Tavkuf Memches Sif Katin Lamed Dalet. The Mishnah Brura paskins the way the Girsa is in the old Mishnah Brura. See, in my office over here, I have the old Mishnah Bruras. So the old Mishnah Bruras, right? Tavkuf Memches, Sifkatin Lamedalid. The Mishnah Brura writes, and I quote, Ad Shiyagaru Bo Chaveirov, Vim Garu Af B'Toich Lamed is Mutter. Ga'ara is Matter, even Toich Lamed. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva in Chelek Gimel Simin Kufnun Zayin, Rav Moshe writes that it's a mistake in the Girsa of the Mishnah Brurahs, and the Mishnah Brurah should not write Af Toich Lamed. He should write in Garbo La'achar Lamed. It's Mutter, right? Meaning we're talking about Tavkuf Memches as Hilchas Cholamayid. We're talking about Yavah Yontiv, and it's Mutter La'achar Lamed Zot V'Moshe. It's not going to be Mutter Teich Lamed. Rav Moshe says it's not Shayach that the Mishnah Brura would paskin against Reb Kiva Eger. Even though there might be a Noid Yehuda, it's not 1,000,000% sure that there is such a Noid Yehuda. The Pesach Tshuva here in Se'if Katin Gimel quotes that there might be such a Noid Yehuda, even though it's possible there's a Noid Yehuda, but Ken Netzayin, it can't be. And Mishnah Berurah Paskin against Reb Kiva Eger. Therefore, Reb Moshe changes the Girsa, and he says that if you have Shir Ga'ara Toich Lamed and you have a Yontiv, there is no Kulazak, Reb Moshe, and he changes the text in the Mishnah Berurah. The problem is that the newer editions of the Mishnah Berurah just point out the amended text, the way Rav Moshe has it. They don't even bat an eyelash. Like if you look in the Dershu Mishnah Berurahs, nothing garnished. Both Rav Shechter, Rabbi Uri Orlian, told me that when he had this Shaila, he asked me about it. So I told him the Mishnah Berurah, etc., Rav Moshe. So he's like, what's the Hachra'ah? So I'm like, I don't know. He went to both Rav Shechter and Rabbi Willig, and they paskened like the old Mishnah Berurah, like this phantom night of Yehuda, that if you have Ga'ara, even Toich Lamed, the Rego is going to be Mevatel. Right? It's a wild idea. Now, this notion of whether you can be Matir, Toich Lamed, when there's a Ga'ara, might be toloi in the Chakira of the Rebbe Kiva Eger. Rebbe Kiva Eger here in the next piece, the piece that says, Kach Heshev Ha'ar Zarua. The Arzmer has a Shaila about someone who's Holich Bein Ha'asarim. Is the person allowed to cut his hair? The minig was they would not cut their hair for all Yud Beis Chodesh. Zot Rebbe Kiva Eger. Since the Iker Hadin is that you could cut your hair once you have Shir Ga'ara, the minig of Yud Beis Chodesh doesn't apply when you are Holech Bein Hasarim. That's Reb Kiva Eger. You get an impression for Reb Kiva Eger. Rav Salvechik has this in his Shi'urei HaRav. You get an impression for Reb Kiva Eger that Shir Ga'ara is a matir. Once you have Shir Ga'ara, it's Heter Gomer. That means that once I have a Shir Ga'ara, I don't have to wait the next time for another Shir Ga'ara before I take a haircut. Shir Ga'ara is a matir. The other mahalach is that maybe Shir Ga'ara is not a matir, but maybe Ga'ara is a shir, meaning there's an iser of Giluach. The issue of Giluach fundamentally applies Kol Yud Beis Chodesh by Ovi V'imai. There's a shear that once the hair is too long, so then that's not considered the Isser Giluach anymore. So then you could cut your hair. If that's the case, if Ga'ara is a shear, it's not a din in Toich, it's not a matir, it's not entirely matter everything if it's a shear. So then you need Ga'ara each time you cut your hair. Toich Yud Beis Chodesh, you reached Ga'ara at one point. You need Ga'ara for every time you cut your hair. If it's a shear, it's very different than if it's a matir. When I was in Smicha, so in order to get out of Smicha, we had an exit interview with Dr. Lamb. So I go into my exit interview with the rabbi Wes Kalamar. He's now a rabbi in Milwaukee or something. So we have our interview together. And Dr. Lamb's like asking all of us questions about Sfiras HaOmer. So he asked me something about what's the reason why some people can't cut their hair L'Kovit Shabbos and other people don't. Only some people shave L'Kovit Shabbos, other people don't. That was the kasha. Okay, so that one I knew. Then he looks at Wes and he says, so tell me, how, I think tonight is his yahrzeit actually, so you can quote his Torah. So tell me, how come I have a little bit of scruff on my face? So Wes, I don't know, what are you talking about? He says, let me tell you a piece I heard from the Rav, from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik said that Shiur Ga'ara, it is a question whether it is a Shiur or a Matir. If it is a Shiur, that means that each time you have to wait for Ga'ara. And if that's the case, you have to wait each time. So I cut my hair, I shave once every 2-3 days, because at that point, it begins to look bad. But it doesn't look bad if you miss one day of shaving. That's what Dr. Lamb said at that interview. Okay, not bad, right? It's the same Shaila that we've been discussing. But there's another wrinkle in this Shaila Azoy. In the Badei HaShulchan, he raises the question, is Shir Ga'ara the same for, I have hair, or I used to have hair. There's hair on my different parts of my body. I have facial hair. I have head hair. No. Do I say that the Shir Ga'ara for one is matir for everything? Do I say that there's a different Shir Ga'ara for my face than there is for my head? That, I think, would be the pashtus, no? But Rav Chaim Cohen quotes that in his opinion, the Sefer Yosef Das, he quotes that the Sefer Yosef Das is says that Ga'ara only helps for that one area. But the Neidah B'Yehuda says, and Neidah B'Yehuda is quoting the Pesachei Tshuva in Sif Katan Dalet, that when we speak about Shir Ga'ara of Gimel Chadashim, that's only people who cut their hair only. Avala Eilu Shemegalchim Zekonim, Shir Ga'ara is Man Katzar Yoyser. Those people who shave, Rahman al-Itzlut, Mamish the bums, who shave their face. So Ga'ara is a shorter share than Gimel Chadashim. The Noit Behuda isn't Misyaches. He says, why doesn't he say Ga'ara is always Gimel Chadashim for the hair? Those people who shave have a different share Ga'ara for the face. It says with Five of Cohen, the Urim, page 271, that you get the impression that the Noit Behuda holds once there's Ga'ara on one, there is Ga'ara on everything. Now, is this really totally in the Chakir of Shir versus Matir? I think it actually might be on some level, no? At some level, it might be that there's a Matir for shaving. If there's a Matir for shaving, I could say, once I'm shaving my face, right, it's Mutter and Gansen. But if it's a Shir, so then I have to have a different Shir. Maybe my face has a different Shir than my head, etc. I think this is all totally in the same Chakira. In Rav Soloveitchik's Shiurim, he addresses the question, is there a Kiyum to go beyond Shir Ga'ara? Right? People say that you look bad, but you want to keep the Avelos. You want to remember your parents for longer. Is there a Kiyum of going longer? If you hold that Ga'ara is a Matir, so that means that the Isser remains the whole time. So there's a Kiyum in going longer. If Ga'ara is a Shi'ur, so then there's no Kiyum in going longer. Again, this is all in the Sefer Shi'uri HaRav. The Chakira that we began with, the different Girsaos in the Mishnah Brura, etc., Rav Moshe's amended text versus the older version, also might be totally in this. Meaning to say that if you hold that Ga'ara is a Shir, so then you could say that there's a Shir, again, in the Shir HaRav, he quotes this from Rav Shechter, that if it's a Shir, so I have Giyara. Narvas is another Isser that I can't shave. I can't cut my hair, Teich Lamed. But Yomtiv knocks off the Lamed, and I'm already at the Shir Ga'ara. It's okay. However, if Ga'ara is a Matir, so we could say that the Matir of Ga'ara never happens, Teich Lamed, at all. Memela, even if there's a Yomtiv, Teich Lamed, perhaps it's not Matir. I don't know if this part is Mukhrach. I don't know if this last point is Mukhrach. I do think, though, that the other points that he addresses are interesting. Combing your hair. So Shulchan Aruch and Sif Vav writes, Lisraik, the way we have the Girsa, is Rosho B'masraik, is Mutrafil Tzach Shiva. Apparently there is another Girsa here, that Lisro Ka'isha B'masraik is Mutr Tzach Shiva, that women can shave Tzach Shiva. According to the Girsa, that it's the Isser of Srika applies to men more than it applies to women. So I think we can defend a Shita that we had earlier. If you remember, we have a minig of not doing Rechitza or Lamed. So some of the Rishonim said that that Isser of Rechitza Kolam, it is because Rechitza will lead to getting a haircut, no? But the Shach and the Taz over there in Shin Pei Aleph quoted that the Isser of Rechitza Kolam might be because it might lead to Srikas HaReish. And the Taz asks, but we pass in Srikas HaReish as Mutter. Now, L'cha'ira, that line that we pass in Srikas HaReish's Mutter is not abundantly clear if you have the other Girsa that Srikas HaReish is only Mutter for an Isha. If you assume that Srikas HaReish is not Mutter for an Ish, so then we could defend that phantom Shita in Shin Pei Aleph, etc. Srikas HaReish, the reason why it would be Aser, is based on the halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, we paskin that you're not allowed to comb your hair because it's a malach of Geizes. Now, there's a kasha. What's the Iser exactly? So Rashi and Tosfos on Pei Aleph seem to have a machlokas, Pei Aleph and Shabbos. It could be that the Isser of combing your hair is at a subsecretia. Subsecretia, you're going to pull hairs out. Now, this is an interesting type of psecretia, no? Because ordinarily, psecretia means I do action A, and action B is inevitable. But when I comb my hair, each stroke, it's not inevitable that's going to pull out hair. It's just that in the aggregate, when I do a lot of strokes of hair, inevitably, I'm going to pull some hair out. Is that called a psikratia? So Rashi over there writes it's a psikratia. Taisus over there says that lenimin hamadol dolan hu mechavin. Taisus is saying that we're worried that it's not a psikratia, but it's a davar hamechavin, that you taka want to rip out some hairs. The nafkamin, of course, is many, whether psikratia happens in the aggregate or not. Those of you who are going to be in my shiurim for Shabbos or happen in my shiurim for Shabbos, this is like one of the topics I like to talk about, psikratia in the aggregate. But l'cha'ira, this issue also might be related to how I understand the Hilchos Avelos. You see, Reb Chaim Cohen, the Badei HaShulchan, is bothered by the kasha. Why on earth would anyone say that combing hair is usher? The Isser is only if it's Yipui. Giluach Shaloli Yipui is not Aser. Well, right, so why would Srika be Aser? So first of all, you can't say Psikresha, right? Because who says it's Yipui? That's what Bible's Taino. According to Tosfos, though, I think it's a little bit Mevu'ar, because Tosfos is Lushan there in Shabbos, Pei Aleph, is that when I comb my hair, we have to be chokshesh, that your kavana is to make yourself look nicer, so it's going to be a problem. Somehow Reb Chaim doesn't cite that Tosfos. I would maintain that according to the way we said from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, that the dinim of Shiva is that you have to look bad. The dinim of Shleishim is that you just can't do something that's legitly. So I think in that area, we have to question the din of Srikas HaReish. Again, if you look in the Badei HaShulchan and Sifchat and Mem, he deals with these issues. He's bound by the Kasha. Why on earth would Srika be Usser? It's not Liyipui, etc. We spoke very briefly a minute ago about a woman who has to go to the mikveh. So cutting her nails, Teishleishim. You should know there's a group, very, very chashuv of women in my community. One of them just got married. They lost both parents within the same year. Wonderful young girls. And they already had been through the experience of Avelos when their mother was Nifteres. So when their father's mamash goses, they asked somebody, go home and bring us our nail clippers, because they knew that they wouldn't be able to cut their nails, and like it gets really yucky. It's like, I remember they're sitting there in the room with the father, actually it was technically It's a shame whether the father was brain dead or not, but they're actually cutting their nails because there's an iser of Tziparnayim that applies to Ichlamet. This is Tziparnayim is only the Kli. Yadav Abishinov is going to be mutter, even Teich Shiva. But one has to go to the mikvah. So the Mechaber says that a Goy should cut her fingernails for her. The Rama says a Jew should cut the fingernails for her. Mechlekes Mechaber Rama. What's the Cheshbin of the Rama who says that a Yid could also cut the fingernails? So the Taz writes in Ois Kimmel that the Cheshbin is that cutting nails is usher ordinarily, but Ayidei Yeshino is mutter. The Shach says, Mehechatesi, this is called a Shinoi. Oftentimes, someone cuts your fingernails for you. Is that true, by the way? I cut the fingernails of my little kids. Does any adult have their fingernails cut for them? So maybe, Taka, maybe when women go for manicures, right? Maybe that's what happens. Other people cut their nails for them. The Shach says it's not a Shinoi if someone else cuts your nails. So therefore, the Shach is masking to the Mechaber that you have to ask a guy to cut your nails for you, because when the guy does it, it's Amir al-Nachri. Amir al-Nachri to cut nails is a shvus to shvus, and shvus to shvus remeko the mokai mitzvah, remeko the shvus to shvus in order to do the mitzvah of going to the mikvah. The Taz, Tainas, that he doesn't understand even the Rama. Why is it that someone else has to cut your nails for you if we allow you to cut your own nails for, we allow you to cut your own nails if you're a male to cut the nails. In that case, it's okay. So why is it that somebody else has to do it for you? Of course, Reb Feivel jumps up and down. He says, oh, this is a riot to my Yisoid. When I cut my own nails, that's not doing it legipui, right? As a mayo, I cut my nails just so it's easier to do the priya. That's not legipui. When the woman goes to the mikvah, well, that is legipui. I don't know if that's true. Chari, it's not true, right? He's assuming that's legipui when the woman goes to the mikvah. But it's not true. My understanding is that most women would prefer having the longer nails. They're only cutting it because of the chashash of a chatzitza. La halacha, we are mekel that a woman can even cut her own nails to go to the mikvah, which seems to be against the both the Shach and the Taz. It's like the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that if you're going to cut your nails better than your friends would cut them, so then it's okay. You see, if you cut your nails wrong, that's more of a chashash of a chatzitza, because then you don't want the nail. If you cut the nails in a nicer way, so then there's less of a chashash of a chatzitza. So in Melech the Aruch HaShulchan writes, if you'll cut it better yourself, so then you're allowed to cut it yourself, etc., because you'll do it better. And Feivel Cohen is a big makel over here. He says, even if you'll do it just as well as anybody else, as anyone else would do it, it's still mutter for you to cut it yourself, because he argues that one could say, like the idea that we mentioned a minute ago, that maybe cutting your nails isn't to go to the mikvah is never considered l'shem yipui. So these are the dinim that I wanted to cover in Simin Shin Sadi. And Emir Tashem, after Yontiv, we'll pick up on Simin Shin Sadi Aleph, and we'll keep on going weiter. We should be mekabel the Torah. We should learn. I personally I used to not stay up all night Shavuos, and I became a shul rabbi, and I felt like a bazillion. Well, the balabatim don't stay up all night, so I used to stay up. This year, they have me giving a shir at 2:45 a.m., so once that's the thing, I'm probably going to end up staying up all night also. But in general, I'm not such a fan of staying up all night Shavuos. Tikkun Leil Shavuos is an idea that the Mekubalim put together in order to say different parts of Torah, to prepare yourself for Kabbalah of Torah. You say a little bit at each parasha, etc., a little bit of Mishnayos. That's Tikkun Leil Shavuos. to stay up all night and hear shiurim about the shidduch crisis or whatever it is, that's probably not a kiyum of tikkun leil shavuos. Certainly it's not a kiyum if you're staying up all night to just have the ice cream. My argument is that for balabatim, or for people who don't ordinarily learn, so if they're gonna, they'll get more learning done by staying up all night because it's a thing. For bachurei yeshiva, who would accomplish more if they go to sleep, you'll be able to learn the next day, etc. I would encourage people to go to sleep and to learn Bahasmad again, stay up longer than usual. Usually go to bed at 11:30, go to bed at 12:15, right? And force yourself to wake up for Shacharis, but don't go to bed at such a time that's going to kill your entire Yom Tov and you won't learn. This is Judaism according to me, guys. Have a good Yom Tov.